When expats in Switzerland lose their jobs and leave the country, the tax man, well, he still wants paid. For example, Geneva tax authorities expect about 30 to 40 million francs in extra revenue next year from the 260 Merck Serono employees who will be transferred to a site abroad. That's out of 1,250 redundancies at Merck Serono, as those transferred will be taxed on their redundancy money. That according to Le Temps newspaper. Joining us now is Jamal Redani from the Fiduciary Redani expat tax accounting firm. So often, I think people think when they lose their jobs here in Switzerland, they just want to go back home as soon as possible. Is that a good idea?
No, absolutely not. I know that people, when they are exposed to these situations, they are heedless and they act under fretfulness. So the most urgent thing is to sit and think, to identify one real economic situation, tax situation. Switzerland is the first country in the world in innovation and competitiveness. So opportunities are there to rebound and to find a job. So even if you are, you relocate or you are transferred to another country, which is one of the opportunity that offers employers who have who closed their company here, like Merck Serono, no precipitation, because then you might create problems in your administrative and tax and superannuation and saving for retirement, expose them to damage.
Okay, so, oh, I see. So if I were to lose my job and I just immediately left the country, I may be penalized. My severance pay may be penalized, my pension.
Of course, because as long as you are in Switzerland, and if you are, especially if you are an EU25 citizen, I mean, this is, you know, it's like it's just a psychologic and it's very human reaction where you don't feel secure here and you want to go back home, and that is really the beginning and the source of all the problems. And the most urgent thing again is to come down and to identify your real environment. And and I can give you very quickly things people should pay attention to. The Swiss law, under the Swiss law, if you lose your job and if you know that you are too old to find a new one, the leave indemnity you're paid may be qualified such a way there is a big tax benefit you can take off. I don't want to go into details because the Swiss tax system is
very complicated
level and it's too tricky. I don't want to give more detail. But there are opportunities. For example, whatever the employer is ready to serve, and you can trust me that employers, they try also to help people they get rid of, they try to be a little bit more generous. And paradoxically, it's the year where people lose their job that they find that they have a lot of income. But that income is meant to be a compensation of the bad situation they are, not half of it going to tax. People, they can end up very quickly at 48% marginal tax rate. But that's not money that dropped from the sky. That's money that has to be preserved at a maximum to help them not working and living a certain time of.
Is there a difference between having a B permit and a C permit as regards to taxation when you leave?
Well, really, when you have a B permit, you are taxed at source, but under certain conditions, you have nevertheless to fulfill a normal tax return. What we noticed is that people, they don't announce themselves as fulfilling conditions linked to the level of their wealth and the level of their income. And when they have not done it in the Canton Vaud before 31st of December of the year one for year zero, they lose their right. You can think of someone who is working here tax at source, but he has an alimony paid in the UK, for example. So this means that person, because nobody told him about his obligation, will miss the deductibility from his taxable income of the alimony, or maybe the maintenance expenses of his house there that may count only for the rate. So yes, definitely there are things to follow up very closely before leaving Switzerland. For example, if you have a C permit, which is quite difficult to get, you can keep the right to recover it. But the compulsory thing to do is to ask for that right to be maintained before you leave Switzerland, not after.
Okay. All right. These are very complicated situations. And I'm sure if people out there listening are concerned about this, they can contact you or another tax expert who deals and specializes with expats to try to get a handle on this. But I want to just focus generally on pension funds for a minute. I know that if you are with a Swiss company and that company is matching your what you are putting in to that pension, when you leave the company, if you're going to a non-EU country, you can get that money back, or you do get that money back if you're going to a non-EU country or you are not a non-EU citizen and you're leaving, then is that money taxed as well?
Well, you see, it's very, very difficult to respond like this. It depends on each situation, each country you come from, you are going
okay.
to, etc. In general, when the pension is withdrawn, it's taxed, but it's taxed separately. It's a specific taxation. Now, really, you can ask tax experts. They refuse to respond because there are experts for second pillar, and that's another word.
Oh, that's no problem. We understand. It's a very complicated issue. It's a very tough thing to tackle on the radio. But I think we did a good job, and we brought this issue to light that many people may not have known this, that if you are losing your job or have lost your job, that the severance pay can be taxed as well as pensions.
Yeah.
So, but it's best to go and talk to a tax specialist about this. Thank you for speaking with me.
It was a pleasure.
That's Jamal Radani from the Fiduciary Radani Expat Tax Accounting Firm. He specializes, of course, in expat clientele, talking to us about expats and taxes, especially if you lose your job. Find more at our website, worldradio.ch.